Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, so again, I've got all these videos of... maybe they're Democrat voters, maybe they're former Democrat voters, maybe they're just residents of the cities, specifically in New York today. We covered them out of Chicago earlier this week, screaming down the Democrat Party leadership for destroying their cities. I got a couple of those. You know, here's an interesting case, though. Curtis Sliwa ran as a Republican for mayor of New York City. He lost by a wide margin. He hasn't given up, though. And he's really starting to take some of the leftist tactics and use them against them, like blocking roads. How do you feel about this, Curtis Sliwa, I guess you could say, making an announcement here for what they're going to do in New York City to try to stop this Democrat Party destruction with illegal immigrants in clip 19?
And if we look at just one problem that open border provides, think of all the terrorists who previously have decided that New York City was their number one target.
I'm not going to give you the details. But we're going to tie up Southern Brooklyn, and the Irish Riviera, and North Carolina, and Hurricane, and also Prosper Nuts. The politicians can do what they do. For the most part, they talk. That's fine. That's what they used to do. But let me warn you, you've seen I've always lived up to what I promised.
Oh, yeah.
That bridge may not be able to be passed on. The last rally in Brooklyn and Toys R Us, they shut the bridge down on us, the cops. They shut the bridge down. And they denied it. Right? Oh, we didn't know. Yes, you did.
Yeah, it was a crisis.
What about if we shut the bridge?
Oh!
We all have to come together.
But we are the rebels. And I am the rebel leader in all five boroughs.
Yeah.
And some of you of Irish heritage know when I say, up the rebels, what that means. We're not playing the wolf songs here tonight. But many of you know damn well what that means. There's tyranny, there's oppression, and these politicians have treated us as if we're threats, as if we are the worst imaginable thing. Instead of embracing us, the people, they have embraced the illegal aliens. I swear on the grave of my mother and father, Jessica and Francesca, my grandparents who were at St. John's on Woodhaven Boulevard, Vidal and Nicoletta Bianchino, on their graves, I swear, we will make them pay for what they have done to our city, our state, and our country. America first and foremost. Democrats, independents, Republicans, don't harm a head on a migrant's head. They are not the fault of this. They are pawns of the politicians who are out to destroy us, and we will not let them forsake us. I was the victory.
It's not an empty threat. People don't want it. You're going to close the bridges?
Of course. I said it. Everything I say will do. If they think they're going to bring illegal aliens in to Floyd Bennett Field, 7,500 single able-bodied young men with nothing to do and nowhere to go, then they are going to be in for the surprise of their life. They don't have enough cops. They don't have enough handcuffs.
So, okay. I mean, using some of the leftist tactics against them, not sure how you feel about that, but... in a way, I guess this is a new level of culture jamming. And, I mean, there's almost the same phenomenon, but at a micro level of the Trump-Biden 2020, where Trump would have rallies, 20, 30,000 people. Biden had a rally, 20, 30 people. I mean, Curtis Sliwa loads the streets with supporters when he goes out every night. Eric Adams goes out, and he gets cursed at. And so maybe we'll show you some of those videos on the other side. But it's like, how do these Democrats keep winning? I don't find or see any public support for them ever.
The Satanic New World Order is betting against humanity. They're betting on our weakness. They believe they can destabilize civilization and bring us down to the ashes of history. But the trap they've laid for us will be their destruction, not ours. If we trust in God, and if we are valiant and have courage to speak the truth and not comply and engage in civil disobedience and not join the masses who have decided that they are the scum of the earth, who have decided that they will join with this soulless corporate system. As for InfoWars, we are going to steadfastly continue to fight in the information war with our weapon, the truth, against the enemies of humanity. And we put our faith, and we put our trust, and we put our destiny in the hands of God. Because it's been said a trillion times, if God be with us, who can be against us?
The spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Schroyer.
So there's been a major culture and political shift in the last, let's just say, 8 years, because we're being honest. There were massive Trump protests, and there were Democrat events that did pretty well. I mean, Bernie Sanders had big rallies. Hillary didn't, but she somehow beat Bernie. We all know about that. There's a book written about it, What Happened to Bernie Sanders. And now RFK Jr. is calling out the Democrat Party corruption internally and saying, yeah, they're not going to let me win, so I may have to run as an independent here. It's not what I wanted to do, but why would I run inside the Democrat Party when the whole system is rigged? But no. There were legitimately people in the streets against Republicans, and there were legitimately people in the streets for Democrats. That is now truly a thing of the past. And I would even argue it's the opposite now. And it's not necessarily in support of Republicans. It's realizing that Democrat Party policies have destroyed our livelihoods, our country, our cities, our future. And so now the culture shift is people are getting out in the streets and they're calling out the Democrat Party corruption and destruction. Here's another example in clip 17.
But only talk to black people about voting. And that's what you're doing up in here today. Pandering for votes to all of these students up in here. You're sitting on your hands, literally. And then you're going to be disrespectful and walk off the stage. But you run out of votes. Sir, we've been here for 50 years.
Years we've been voting Democrat, and what have we got?
Nothing. And we are not buying into it. So that is justice and disrespectful. But all of that, you guys being charged again on your tuition. Have do you know that? I'm pretty sure you don't. So, $7,000 in DHS. Did you know that? They're getting $7,000.
here's what's interesting that it also needs to be understood. And they're writing stories about this all over the place. New York Times, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal. And it's, oh, yeah, Democrats are losing the black vote. This is kryptonite to them politically. And it is. It is. If Democrats lose the black vote, they lose all the inner cities and they lose the Electoral College and they lose everything, which is what they deserve. So now they're importing new voters and they can't get them in fast enough and they can't get them to register to vote fast enough. So that's what is going on here. There's multiple levels to the illegal immigrant invasion attack on our country, but one of them is 100%. The Democrats know they're losing the black vote, and so now they have to import voters. And they have to put them in New York City, and they have to put them in Chicago, and they have to put them in Texas, because they have to keep those areas blue or turn Texas blue. So they're just importing voters. And it just goes to show what we always knew. The Democrats don't give a damn about you. All they give a damn about is your vote. And I like the way that lady puts it. Again, it's not that they're out here supporting Republicans. They've just now understood that Democrats are the problem and that the Democrats are liars and that the Democrats have destroyed their homes, the cities in which they've lived their entire lives. So it's like, do you really want to send a message? Next time you vote, vote for a Republican. That's the message. Now, will this happen in the next wave of elections? I don't know. Maybe things aren't bad enough. Do people even trust our elections? Less and less people do. But it'll be even more obvious. We got a long way to go before the 2024 election. But it'll be even more obvious at this point when the same people that used to stump for Democrats and march and protest for Democrats, and now none of them like Democrats, and they're all looking around like, yeah, we're not voting Democrat anymore. And then the Democrats keep winning. Well, they're going to be scratching their heads. And they're going to be saying, well, wait a second here. I don't know anybody that votes Democrat, and how do they keep winning? But you better be careful. Because questioning an election when a Democrat wins is potentially illegal, criminal, and incarceration-worthy activity. Sadly, I know all too well about that. But listen to Attorney General Ken Paxton. And this is one of the reasons why the deep state rhinos and Democrats tried to remove Ken Paxton from office. By the way, Dade Phelan, the Speaker of the Republican House, is at it again today. He ruled with the Democrats that were not going to protect the southern border. I mean, this guy is a total clown and needs to be removed from office immediately. What a fraud phony Dade Phelan is, and what an embarrassment. But he has no shame. And he tried to remove Ken Paxton from his attorney general's position. And this is one of the reasons why. Listen to what Ken Paxton told Tucker Carlson in clip 20.
They stopped counting votes on election night?
Because what they needed to figure out was how many real votes there were so they could figure out how many mail-in ballots to apply to the election. That's what they would have done in Texas, I'm convinced.
So you think that was fraud, right?
I have no doubt. Having been through that whole process.
It wasn't just a water leak?
It was definitely planned. I mean, it would have happened in Texas. I promise
you. But can you just stop counting ballots on election night when everyone's watching TV? Oh, I know.
Have you ever seen that before, ever? For 3 hours?
Well, you tell me. You're the one who's in politics.
I've never seen it before in my life. I was like, I knew it. When they stopped, and it was, and Trump is leading in all these states, I knew exactly what they were doing. They were, because there's no way to know where those mail-in ballots came. Anybody could have filled them out. Anybody. There's no way to know where those ballots came from.
That's not
Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, the Tooth Fairy.
I watched it happen. I was a part of it.
So this is what's so frustrating. And part of this is about making logic, common sense, and reasoning illegal. Anybody that possesses any logic, anybody that possesses any reasoning, anybody that possesses any common sense and still has integrity and honesty would look at what happened in the 2020 presidential election and say, okay, clearly
clearly there's some shenanigans going on here. I mean, this is ridiculous. Trump is winning all day in five states. They stop counting at 3 a.m., and then Biden gets a ballot dump for 300,000-plus ballots, and then at 3:30, Biden's ahead. I mean, come on. Come on. But I guess people don't possess any logic, any reasoning, any common sense. I guess people don't have any integrity or honesty anymore. And that's what's so frustrating is now they criminalize logic, they criminalize common sense, they criminalize reasoning when you voice it, and now they want to incarcerate you for it. But again, anybody could have seen that. But this is why they had to get rid of Ken Paxton, because he watched that and he sued those states. He said, hey, wait a second, you're taking away Texans' votes because we had a legal and lawful election with a result, and these five states did not, and so we sued them, and so that's why the Bushites in Texas and the Democrats tried to remove Ken Paxton. But thank God they failed, ladies and gentlemen.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Maybe keep the inspirational music running because, you know, everybody loves a good underdog story. Everybody loves a redemption arc. And I can't think of a better underdog story. I can't think of a better redemption arc than the United States of America, we the people, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Democratic Republic, returning to glory. I can't think of a better underdog story, redemption story, than our inner cities that have just been torn to shreds. Infrastructure falling apart, crime rates increasing, homicide increasing, the education failing, the students. I can't think of a better underdog story redemption arc than that of the United States of America and our people. And that's what we're doing here. That's what it's all about. That's what we're doing here. That's what I do on the air every day. That's what Alex Jones built. That's what our guests have done. That's what our crew does. That's what our audience does. And I want it bad. Let me tell you. I want it bad. I want it so bad. It's all I want, even. It's all I think about at night. It drives my life. We suffer immensely. We put it all on the line. Because that's what we want. And we know it's possible. We know it's possible. We know it in our hearts. We know it in our souls. We know it in our mind's eye. We have the vision. We know it in our spirit. It all takes us one direction. Redemption. Redemption. Redemption for those that have come before us. Redemption for those that have shown us the way. Redemption for those who have put it all on the line. Redemption for those who have given their lives. And you just feel like the time is now. And it's always darkest before the dawn. And I do expect it to get more dark, ladies and gentlemen. I do. But human beings and the American people have such untapped power and potential that Even our wildest imagination and vision, I don't think can comprehend the level of freedom and prosperity that we can accomplish together. And so this is what we do. This is why we're here. And that's it. But can you think of a better story? I mean, forget about the Hollywood movies. Forget about the Disney movies, the superhero movies, all that jazz. Hey, that's fun. That's entertaining. We're in it. We are in it. A better plot, better characters, better arc than all of the Hollywood movies put together is what we're doing right now in the United States of America. And the glory that lies before us. It's all worth it. It's all written in the stars, ladies and gentlemen. It's what we're all doing here. But you got to believe. You got to believe. And I believe. I believe. All right. All right. Done waxing here for a minute. I just couldn't help myself. I just couldn't help myself. All right. I just couldn't help myself. So just bear with me. Now, I don't believe my crew. Okay. I got to tell you, I think my crew is playing a trick on me right now. I think this is their idea of a joke, right? You guys are joking with me here. They told me in the break, they said, hey, we got a story for you. It just went live on the Telegraph. They're going to bring Marina Abramovich in as an ambassador for Ukraine. Oh, man. I'm like, you guys are funny. You guys know how to lighten me up. You guys know how to make a good joke. This is a joke, right? You guys are spoofing the Telegraph. You guys created this article, right? This is a joke on me. You guys are playing a prank on me, right? This isn't real. I mean, no. See, the crew is in my ear talking to me. No. Zelensky asks Marina Abramovich to be ambassador for Ukraine. Okay. All right. Hold on a second. Hold on. Hold on. Because if you're tuning in, maybe you don't know who Marina Abramovich is, and so you don't understand why this is so ridiculous, or you don't understand why I don't believe it. Marina Abramovich is a woman who has satanic, ritualistic blood ceremonies. I don't even know what, it's just, she does satanic witchcraft ceremonies for some of the biggest names in entertainment like Jay-Z. She's in the Podesta Democrat emails from the WikiLeaks years ago, and she does what they call spirit cookings. She's very in tune with the dark spirit world. I mean, I don't even want to tell you the type of stuff that she does, but again, you're here tuned in. This is her painting human blood and feces and semen in a satanic ritualistic art display. And again, she does this with all these big Hollywood people, all these big political people. They call it a spirit cooking. I mean, I'm barely scratching the surface of what this woman has been involved in. And Zelensky wants her to become the ambassador. Okay. So this is real. They just published this. This is real. Let me tell you what this is really about, because this is the mind-blowing stuff. And I will tell you this, and I'll speak for myself. Alex Jones will return next week. But, you know, InfoWars has had to kind of, and it's not even because of the lawfare. It's not even because of, like, we censor ourselves. It's just our audience has grown, and our respect in the world has grown to such an extent, and the media has expanded to such an extent where we don't really have to go into these dark crevices of conspiracy, and we don't have to go into these dark crevices like with spirit cookings and stuff. We like to stay more kind of in the main now, because more people are listening, and the main is so crazy that we can use the main to bring people in and then expose the truth. But I've ran long here. So when I come back, I'm going to tell you what this is really about. And we're going to go classic InfoWars on you when we come back from this break. But you got to understand, folks, the goals here have not changed. And I can't even believe this was not intended. My soliloquy to start this segment, and now this news that just they brought to me, was not planned as I'm breaking this down. But see, this is why InfoWars has to stay on the air right here. Because nowadays, InfoWars is just, I mean, we're just hitting every fastball out of the park. And we usually don't swing at pitches in the dark anymore. And we don't swing at the pitches in the dirt. And we're not swinging at pitches that we don't want to hit. We're choosing our pitches to hit now. But I'm gonna swing at this knuckleball in the dirt. When we come back, I'm going to swing at this knuckleball in the dirt. And by the way, we're like Vladimir Guerrero, that famous baseball player. He would hit balls off the dirt. They would throw a ball. It would bounce before he got to home plate. He'd hit it out of the park. So we're going to do that on the other side. I'm going to tell you what this is really about. We're going to go classic InfoWars on the other side of this break, folks, because this is insane.
Most powerful InfoWars life formula yet. DNA Force Plus is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants
antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off or for an additional 10% off. Grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complex wanted to. They summon their witch and they summon their demon, Marina Abramovich, to get involved. Now, I'm going to read this story that just broke from the Telegraph, and I'm going to break this down to you in a way that only InfoWars can. This is what we're built for, folks. And by the way, it's not just me on the air, it's the crew, where this story breaks, and we've already done the life of prep work. Enabling us to actually present this segment for you better than anybody else. So what you're seeing on the screen as I read this story is Marina Abramovich and her spirit cookings and her weird satanic behavior. So just understand that's what you're seeing on the screen as I read the story. Here it is, breaking now from the Telegraph. Zelensky asks Marina Abramovich to be ambassador for Ukraine. Vladimir Zelensky has asked Marina Abramovich, the performance artist, to be an ambassador for Ukraine.
Ms. Abramovich, a fierce critic of Vladimir Putin's illegal invasion, said the Ukrainian president had asked her for help in rebuilding schools. The 76-year-old Serbian is holding her first solo exhibition in the UK and is the first female artist to have a major show in the main galleries of the Royal Academies of the Arts in London. Visitors to the exhibition must squeeze between two nude models to enter the show or opt to bypass what one journalist dubbed the naked gates. Quote, I was the first artist to support the Ukraine war against Russia and to give my voice. It is definitely a repetition of history, she said in an interview with the Modern Art Museum in Shanghai. I've been invited by Zelensky to be an ambassador of Ukraine to help the children affected by rebuilding schools and such. She added, I have also been invited to be a board member of the Babin Yar organization to continue to protect the memorial. The Holocaust Memorial, center to Jews murdered by Nazis in Ukraine, was damaged by Russian missile attacks in March this year. Ms. Abramovich installed her work, Crystal Wall of Crying, at the Memorial Center in Kiev 4 months before Russia invaded Ukraine in February 2022. The wall, 40 meters long and 3 meters high, is made of coal and has a large quartz crystal sticking out of it. Visitors can touch the installation, which mirrors the Western Wall in Jerusalem. It was not damaged in the missile strike, which killed 5 people and damaged a building. It's like it was protected by demons, or maybe it wasn't the Russians and somebody else that took it out. I'm paraphrasing out on my own words here. Getting back to the story. Making the Crystal Wall of Crying was just the first step in dealing with the new history and figuring out how to help heal our increasingly divided world, Ms. Abramovich said. The artist posted a video online days after Putin launched his unprovoked war. Unprovoked. In it, she spoke about being born in the former Yugoslavia, which was once invaded by the Soviet Union, and called Ukrainians proud, strong, and dignified. Yes, Zelensky, very dignified. I have full solidarity with the Ukrainian people on this impossible day, she said in the video. An attack on Ukraine is an attack on all of us. It's an attack on humanity, and it has to be stopped. What is that, a political message? Yes, it is. I conclude, the story concludes. Shortly after the invasion, Ms. Abramovich restaged one of her most famous performances, The Artist is Present, to raise money from Ukraine, in which Christians would tell you is a sacrilegious display making fun of Jesus Christ and Christians and the crucifix. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. There's one more page to this. I continue. She was asked how she reconciled the transcendent nature of her work. Transcendent nature of her work. With the cruel realities of the modern world. I think true change only comes by changing yourself. By changing yourself, you can change thousands, and you can change the world, she said. Gandhi, she compared herself to Gandhi. Is this a joke? Gandhi was one example in history who made a revolution without dropping a single drop of blood. Folks, she is mocking this reporter. I continue. Ms. Abramovich is just one of several celebrities. To be recruited to help Kiev public relations battle ensure continued support for its struggle. Mark Hamill, the actor who played Luke Skywalker in the original Star Wars films, has raised funds to buy reconnaissance drones for the frontline Ukrainian troops. Okay, that is the conclusion. All right, so as I'm reading this, you're looking at all the stuff that Marina Abramovich engages in. This is her art. This is her performance art. Now, knowing nothing and just watching this, what would you think about this woman? She's clearly deranged. She's clearly demented. And she's very into what would appear to be Satanism. Any ignorant, neutral observer would see this and say, okay, well, that's what this is. Now, let's give a little more context on Marina Abramovich. She's in the Democrat Party Podesta WikiLeaks emails talking about spirit cooking parties and other such things for the Democrats. Now, I'll explain why in a second here. She also, and this is all just to solidify her dark witchcraft, is in the introduction of the Microsoft technology where you put on the VR and you enter into the digital world, and she's like the godmother in that digital world. That's all done intentionally to put this witch in there. And I don't say that as an insult. I mean, you can see she's literally a dark witch. And so that's to make her the godmother of the new digital world, a satanic world, a false world, an insult to God, the creator. This woman does spirit cookings, as I've said, where they take feces and human blood and semen and animal blood and semen and rub it on themselves, and they rub it on walls and paintings, and they call it performance art. Now, Marina Abramović is very popular in the Hollywood world, which obviously doesn't have many morals, if any at all, and they like to consult her when they do their dark, twisted art. Now, why this woman would be involved in rebuilding schools is a whole nother deck of cards that it would seem is a direct insult to children and an attempted satanic indoctrination of the children. She doesn't have any experience or resume to be involved in rebuilding schools. Her resume is a satanic performance artist, of which you're seeing a lot presented on the screen in front of you. So here's what I think is going on here. They know that the war in Ukraine is failing. They had larger agendas for this war in Ukraine, and it really might be World War III, kill 7 billion people in a nuclear war. And so they have to call one of their leading dark arts satanic witch doctors to try to call on the demonic spirit world to get their mass depopulation World War III back on tracks. And so this is why the modern education system and the modern philosophy wants to teach you that you evolved from monkeys. No, ladies and gentlemen, you are a divine creation. Demons are real. Angels are real. God is real. They know it. The ancients knew it. They don't want you to have access to this world. They don't want you to have the curiosities of your own divine creation. And so they're cutting you off from it while they know it's real. Yes, they are summoning demons, in my view. They are summoning demons to help them get their World War III nuclear holocaust and kill 7 billion people on this planet. And so they are re-emerging one of their dark art satanic witch doctors, Marina Abramović, to do just that. And as we go to break, I know there's people tuned into this that think that's crazy. But have you noticed the world around you? Have you noticed what art looks like now? Have you seen on the screen what Marina Abramović is involved with? And you think I'm crazy? I wouldn't discount anything I've said. I would not discount anything I've said. Because this is exactly what's going on, folks.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauti Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Cognitive dissonance of people. You tuned in, and we weren't expecting to have this Marina Abramovich story, but you tune in. Again, this is a Democrat spirit cooker. A Democrat spirit cooker. Marina Abramovich is going to be an ambassador to Ukraine. Imagine, you tune in, and you hear that last segment, and you think, my goodness, this InfoWars, these people are out of their minds. This Owen Schroyer host is completely out of his mind. You know what? Fine. I don't really care. I'm out of my mind. Okay. I'm crazy. Sure. But now, what about Marina Abramovich? Now let's see Paul Allen's card. Oh, yes, I'm crazy. I'm crazy. But the woman who douses herself in semen and feces and blood and calls it art, that's normal. And now she's going to be an ambassador to Ukraine. That's not crazy. The guy who talks about it and thinks it's crazy is crazy. And isn't that how crazy it all is? But see, that's the issue right there. That's the cognitive dissonance people have. Is that they will tune in and think that this guy is off the rails, InfoWars is bat crap crazy, and yet they can't stare into the, you know, into the same abyss that I stare into when a Democrat spirit cooker that rubs human waste on her body and uses it for art becomes an ambassador to Ukraine. Like, there's something wrong with you. I'm fine if you think I'm crazy. That's fine. I have no problem with that. You can hate me. You can think I'm nuts, out of my mind. Sure, maybe I am. But if that's your response to the last segment and not what in the hell is this woman doing, why in the hell is she an ambassador in charge of rebuilding schools, then you are suffering from cognitive dissonance and you have been brainwashed and mind controlled, so brain damaged that you can't even see the world in front of your own eyes. So I would just reevaluate your perspective. I would realign your vision. Because this isn't about InfoWars or Owen Schroyer being crazy. And if that's what you think it is, then you've already lost the war for your mind. And you've already lost the war for your soul. And you know what? This is actually even more amazing. I've got a lot of news still on my desk. I am going to be hosting the InfoWars War Room coming up. I'm going to take a ton of phone calls. But, you know, I don't know if there's a better fourth-hour host than Jay Dyer to respond to this. Now, I don't know what Jay Dyer has on his docket. He always comes extremely prepared with his multiple books he's written, Esoteric Hollywood. I've read them. Very interesting stuff. Very convincing stuff. And so Jay Dyer always comes prepared for his duties when he hosts the fourth hour. But this news story breaks. I'm not sure there's a better person to respond to this, actually, than Jay Dyer. Because this has been his lifelong work, is exposing the Satanism and the cult rituals around the globe and in Hollywood that Marina Abramovich is deeply involved in. So that's going to be a fourth hour that you're not going to want to miss, is Jay Dyer. And I would imagine he's going to be responding to this because it's all over the news now. Maybe I should just kind of do this before I hand the baton to Jay Dyer, and then I'm hosting the InfoWars War Room where I'm going to take a bunch of your calls. And we can doc-cam this, guys. You can pull up a news story. Because it's all ridiculous. AIDS memorial sculpture sparks debate in Palm Springs. Okay, well, an AIDS memorial sculpture, well, all right, there's nothing inherently bad about that, I suppose. I mean, is the memorial to honor the victims of Anthony Fauci's policies when the AIDS epidemic happened? The whole movie, the Dallas Buyers Club, was based off of that. But, tell me, do you guys see anything odd about this AIDS memorial sculpture? Does anybody find something ironic about this AIDS memorial sculpture? Ladies and gentlemen, if you are watching this right now, you know I'm not making this up and I'm not joking. If you're an audience listener, I will explain to you. The AIDS memorial sculpture here is a butthole. Okay? That is not a joke. The proposed AIDS memorial sculpture in Palm Springs is at the center of a heated debate with its design sparking concerns in the community. Really, you don't say putting a giant butthole in a park for an AIDS memorial is controversial? The controversial sculpture meant to honor those who lost their lives to HIV and AIDS is facing scrutiny for its abstract design and perceived inappropriate connotations. In addition to concerns about the abstract nature of the sculpture, some residents have raised eyebrows over its perceived resemblance to certain body parts, an anus hole. What in the hell is going on? You can climb through it if you want. You can climb through the AIDS Memorial Sculpture Butthole. Will you be voluntarily climbing through it? Would you like to experience the AIDS phenomenon? It's like, this isn't about making fun of AIDS, but what in the hell is going on when you do an AIDS memorial sculpture and it's a butthole? This is like they put out, remember, I mean, this is your modern day art, and it's all liberals trolling you, by the way. Remember, they put some sculpture up in New York City that just looked like a giant ding dong. Remember that one? I mean, that's what they do. They tear down Thomas Jefferson statues. They tear down Theodore Roosevelt statues. They tear down George Washington statues. And then they put up giant phallic statues and butthole sculptures. Like, you realize this is just the left trolling you, right? That's all this is. These are leftist liberals that just love watching the world burn and laughing at you because they act like they're all virtuous. But then they mock you because you fall for their fake virtue. And so they put a giant butthole statue up and they say, this is an AIDS memorial. How did that one pass design? How did that one pass inspection? No pun intended here. But there you go. There you go. All right. I'm about to hand the baton over to Jay Dyer. This is going to be an interesting fourth hour, I can promise you. I'm certain he's going to respond to this Marina Abramovich story, and his expertise on that is about as good as it gets in his analysis. So I'll be listening in myself, and then I'm going to be back hosting the InfoWars War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. at band.video, and I'm going to take a ton of calls. Maybe just open the phone lines up right out of the gates. I do have a couple guests as well. But we're going to be taking a ton of calls. Folks, remember, everything we do here is brought to you by you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, we've told you about the Trifecta Pack, 40% off top-rated, top-selling supplements in the Trifecta Pack. These are three supplements I always have in my pantry, DNA Force Plus, Bodies, and the Real Red Pill Plus. And really, they just work so well with one another as complements of one another. That's why this Trifecta Pack is so great. Plus the 40% off. It's the best deal we have going right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Very important. Now, it's pretty clear that there is an agenda to start a giant war with Russia, which could potentially be World War III, which could potentially be nuclear, which could potentially be a nuclear holocaust. Now, that might be worst-case scenario, but we know the dirtbags that love to destroy our country want to put us through some pain, folks. They want to put us through some hurt. If you don't have emergency food supplies, you're nuts. And I have emergency food supplies. I mean, you know, I'll leave it at that. And even I have decided that, nope, I'm getting even more. And that's just like an instinct thing. It's like a survival instinct thing. Even though I'm prepared, it's like you can't prepare enough. It's like a squirrel that loads a tree full of nuts. It's like, well, the squirrel could never eat that many nuts. Well, it just wants to make sure it's prepared. Folks, get your emergency food supplies at InfoWarsStore.com, please. Get it before it's too late. This is food and insurance you can eat. You'd rather have it and not need it than need it and not have it. InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.